It was 3:30 a.m. in Stutthof, half an hour before roll call. You had an acquaintance tell me to meet you at the fence at that time. I will never forget. I'm standing in front of the electric fence, wearing a short skirt. My head is bald, and I am using both hands to close my ripped blouse so that my skin isn't revealed. I am shaking from the cold, but I don't want my husband to see the awful state I'm in. I want to come across as strong. I want him to be able to draw power from my strength. And then I see him. Carefully, he looks both ways, checking that no one is watching us. The striped prison uniform is dangling from his haggard body. He recognizes me and is running towards me. And as I look at him, a wild pain runs through my body. The wire of the fence injured my leg. I felt a piercing pain, but I didn't pay attention to it. I need to look at my husband. I want to see him. I need to bury the image of him within me, because I don't know when I will see him again. Then, a guard approaches us. Most people who have lost a loved one have a grave at which they can pray, or a place to which to send thoughts. I have nothing. Cremated or buried naked, I don't know. No plaque or flowers are adorning your grave, because you don't have one. But I have erected a monument for you in my heart. I could not build a more beautiful monument for you, even with the noblest of marble. No storm or rain can harm this monument. And engraved in my heart, more splendid than if the rays of the sun itself has written them, are the words: "You will always remain unforgettable to me. Your deeds and actions will always guide me. Never will I forget your goodness and love. And if I am to experience the everlasting joy of finding our child, then you will be the shining role model for how I raise him."